Jeanette's despair. Jeanette and her three older brothers, Marcus, Dustin, and Scott, are in the ICU with their comatose mother, Deborah. The doctor has said she has just 2 days to live. Each of them shares their best news with her, hoping it will make her wake up. Jeanette decides to tell Deborah that she's finally become skinny, something her mom used to criticize her about all her life. However, Deborah doesn't wake up. Jeanette feels hopeless. Her whole life has been about trying to please her mom. If she passes away, Jeanette wonders what the purpose of her life will be. Jeanette's birthday wish. It's Jeanette's 6th birthday, and she's excited to open her mom's present. It turns out to be a Rugrats outfit, featuring Angelica, her least favorite character, and it has ruffles, which she doesn't like either. Despite this, she looks at her mom and says it's her favorite gift ever. Jeanette's mom, Deborah, was diagnosed with breast cancer at 35 when Jeanette was only 2. Although she has recovered, the atmosphere at home is tense because everyone worries the cancer might return. Jeanette often thinks about how her mom makes them watch a home video right after her diagnosis every week. In the video, Jeanette, who was just a toddler, sings Jingle Bells and her mom comments that she was a brat and a stinker for not understanding how serious the situation was. Jeanette knows this isn't fair since she was so young, but it still makes her feel bad. Before blowing out her birthday candles, she closes her eyes and wishes for her mom to stay healthy for another year. Pursue her mom's dream. Deborah wants Jeanette to have the life she missed out on. One day, while doing Jeanette's hair, Deborah tells her daughter that she always dreamed of being an actress. She then argues with her husband on the phone and complains to Jeanette that she wishes she had married someone else. "Do you want to be mommy's little actress?" she asks Jeanette, who feels pressured to say yes, even though she doesn't want to. They attend an Academy Kids Agency audition, which is very uncomfortable for Jeanette. When it's her turn, she performs the hand gestures and giggles her mom taught her, but the agent finds it strange and asks her to stop. Jeanette is cast as a background actor, making her anxious that she has let her mom down by not being in the lead role. The agent realizes that Deborah is pushing her dreams onto Jeanette and tells her good luck, which Jeanette only understands later. Jeanette's first appearance on The X-Files is as an extra. She portrays an alien child who is being gassed to death. They film the scene all day, and Jeanette is eager to leave. When she tells her mom about it, Deborah gets excited and says Jeanette is going to be a star. Deborah's struggles and Jeanette's perspective. Since Deborah's cancer diagnosis, she has become a hoarder, filling her house with items she doesn't need. Jeanette, who is homeschooled and spends most of her time at home, dislikes the clutter and looks forward to Sundays when she can go to church. She loves church because it's her only break from the mess, aside from her acting classes. Mark, Deborah's spouse, always irritates her when he arrives home late, suspecting him of cheating. One night, when he is 3 hours late, she becomes furious, pulls out a kitchen knife, and demands that he leave the house. Jeanette supports her actions to get Deborah's approval. Jeanette remembers a time from when she was 8 when Deborah cried because Jeanette wanted her to stop wiping her after using the bathroom. Deborah insisted she would continue doing it until Jeanette was 10. Unexpected acting breakthrough. While playing a minor role in a short film called Golden Dreams, Jeanette is having a rough day. The director notices her sad look and thinks it's perfect for a scene, so he promotes her to a leading role for the shoot. Jeanette is thrilled. She later finds a new agent, Barbara Cameron, who has worked with many famous child actors, including her children. However, Barbara requires Jeanette to improve her charisma in an acting class. Jeanette dislikes the classes because she has to pretend to feel emotions she doesn't experience, which makes her feel awkward. To make things worse, her mom insists on attending the classes with her, the only parent to do so, and constantly judges and advises her on how to act and what expressions to use. Signs of control and coercion. Jeanette feels nervous about expressing her true feelings to her mom because she doesn't want to disappoint her, even in small things like choosing a different ice cream flavor. When Jeanette does get ice cream, she is only allowed half a scoop, and her mom carefully watches what she eats. Jeanette will be appearing in a comedy series called Mad TV, Barbara informs Deborah. Jeanette is uneasy about saying the word gay in a negative way in the sketch, but Deborah makes her do it. As Jeanette gets more acting roles, her mom always makes it seem like her success is about her instead. Deborah was devastated when she learned that Jeanette didn't get a role because she wasn't pretty enough, causing her to cry uncontrollably. After that, Deborah tried everything to make Jeanette look better, including teeth whitening, hair dye, and mascara, even though Jeanette disliked these changes. However, there was one time when Deborah got a call saying Jeanette was too pretty for a role. This was the only instance when Jeanette saw her mom happy about her not getting a part. Deborah switched agents to Meredith Fine, who she thinks has more successful clients. She arranges for Jeanette to try out for the television program Strong Medicine, where she will perform a scene involving screaming and kicking. Jeanette decides to mimic the way her mom behaves when she gets violent with her dad. Everyone is impressed by her performance and applauds when the audition ends. Jeanette's mom starts crying. This is the first time Jeanette feels good at something. She gets the role. However, on the shooting day, Deborah tells her she wasn't as good as in the audition. Shortly after, Jeanette signs with her first talent manager, Susan Curtis, who lands her a guest lead role on Karen Sisko, her biggest part so far. Jeanette's breaking point. Casting directors often look for kids who can cry on demand, so Deborah makes Jeanette think of very sad situations, like losing her brothers or grandpa. This technique works well, and Jeanette becomes known for her ability to cry on cue. At around 11 years old, Jeanette is at an audition but suddenly feels she can't cry on cue. She realizes she wants to stand up for herself and not take on another traumatic role. The audition goes poorly. On the way home, Jeanette, without thinking, says she hates acting and doesn't want to do it anymore. Her mom starts crying hysterically, so Jeanette quickly tells her to forget it. But Jeanette notices she wants to make herself happy too, not just her mom. For fun, Jeanette writes a screenplay she enjoys calling Henry Road. She finds that writing gives her more control than acting, as she doesn't have to pretend to be someone else. However, when she shows the script to her mom is worried. She wants Jeanette to focus on acting rather than writing. Jeanette's struggle with anorexia. Jeanette notices bumps in her chest one day and worries she has breast cancer like her mom. Panicked, she tells her mom, who reassures her that her breasts are just developing. Jeanette says she doesn't want breasts, so her mom suggests cutting calories, which she has always done. Gradually, Deborah reduces Jeanette's meals and calorie intake. Jeanette becomes obsessed with pleasing her mom by not eating. She weighs herself 5 times a day and gets very anxious if she gains any weight. During a doctor's visit, the doctor tells Deborah that Jeanette has anorexia. Deborah says she will handle it but continues to support Jeanette's unhealthy eating habits. Even at the age of 14, Jeanette's mother continues to insist on spoiling her. She occasionally even showers her 16-year-old Scotty, but they both feel so awkward about it. Jeanette detests the exams Deborah performs on her privates, which are purportedly performed to check for cancer. Jeanette has to mentally separate herself and think of Disneyland every time to avoid feeling violated. Jeanette lands role as Sam. Deborah received a call from Susan informing her that Jeanette had won the role of Sam on the Nickelodeon show iCarly. This was Jeanette's first regular TV role, and both she and her mom were ecstatic. Jeanette hoped this achievement would finally make her mom more relaxed. However, this wasn't the case. As Jeanette began to receive gift baskets, including one from the show's lead, Miranda Cosgrove, her mom prohibited her from eating any of the sweets or fruit. Jeanette finds Miranda cute and wants to be friends with her, but her mother tells her not to because Miranda isn't a Mormon. Despite this, the two girls communicate frequently over AIM. Similar to how she feels about her mother, Jeanette has the same fear of upsetting the creator of the show, whom she calls the creator. She claims that he is skilled at manipulating people, either by making them feel extremely important or by making them cry because of their humiliation. He once fired a 6-year-old for mispronouncing a line on set, for example. His actions are eerie. Jeanette feels worthless and sexualized when he makes her try on various swimsuits for him. In front of everyone, he tells her that she's not doing a good job and forces her to have her first kiss on screen, a scene that takes 7 takes to perfect. He tells Jeanette and Deborah one day while they are eating lunch that if she continues to follow his directions closely, she might get her show in a few years. While Jeanette detests the idea of having to follow the creator's wishes, Deborah is overjoyed. Jeanette's struggle with fame and her mom's control. When Jeanette is about 16, iCarly is a big hit, and she's very famous. She can't go out without being recognized, and she hates it. She dislikes taking pictures and pretending to be happy during interactions, but her mom constantly reminds her how to act. Over time, Jeanette starts to see how her mom has controlled and manipulated her to fulfill her dreams, but Jeanette feels guilty for thinking this way. Jeanette's next career move is to become a pop music star, which many child actors do. However, Deborah, her mom, insists on recording country music, even though Jeanette dislikes the songs. A few weeks later, Jeanette learns that her mom's cancer has come back, and they both cry while hugging. Jeanette wants to take a break to be with her mom, but her mom insists she should stay focused on her career. Jeanette starts a tour around America, marking the first time she's been away from her mom for months because of chemotherapy. For the first time, she feels a sense of freedom. Without the constant pressure to please her mom, she realizes how heavy that burden is. Now she can eat whatever she wants, but her anorexia gradually shifts to bulimia. She regrets every meal and worries about the numbers on the scale. When she sees her mom again, her first comment is that she needs to go back on a diet. Jeanette's difficult choices and fallout. Jeanette, now 18, is having dinner with the creator to finalize her own spin-off plans. He pressures her into drinking alcohol illegally and touches her thigh, making her feel very uncomfortable. She's too scared to speak up because she fears losing her career. Jeanette becomes close to Joe, a 30-year-old crew member from iCarly, who is in a relationship but is interested in her. Joe ends his relationship with Jeanette but quickly regrets it when she refuses to have sex with him. They stay together for a year, but Jeanette hides the relationship from her mom. During a vacation, paparazzi snap photos of them together and post them online. When Deborah, Jeanette's mom, sees this, she sends Jeanette numerous emails calling her names and blaming her for her cancer returning. Jeanette believes the hurtful words and starts to hate herself. Deborah's health and Jeanette's personal life. When Deborah and Jeanette meet again soon after, Deborah pretends nothing happened and never mentions Joe. They are polite with each other, but there's clear tension between them. One day, Deborah asks Jeanette to practice the song Wind Beneath My Wings for her funeral, the first sign she gives that she is facing death. Later, Deborah suffers a stroke and is unconscious in the ICU. When she wakes up, her first words to Jeanette are about her brother's comment that she just had Burger King, which they joke would make her even fatter. Jeanette breaks up with Joe because she no longer loves him. While on vacation with Miranda, celebrating the end of iCarly's final season, she learns her mother's surgery didn't go well, and she is now in a coma. Jeanette rushes back to the hospital. Deborah's prolonged struggle. Jeanette reports to her mother that she has lost 89 pounds. But Deborah doesn't wake up. Despite the doctors predicting she had 48 hours left, Deborah is still alive a week later. She even manages to say I love you to Jeanette. Meanwhile, Jeanette begins shooting her new show, Sam and Cat, but feels embarrassed about it. She also buys a hillside house that turns out to be a money pit, adding more stress. Jeanette occasionally gets calls saying her mom is about to die, but Deborah keeps holding on. After 3 months, Jeanette receives another call to see her mom. Thinking it might be another false alarm, she goes anyway. Surrounded by her four children, Deborah finally takes her last breath. No tears are shed, as they've cried all they can. Struggle with grief and a difficult decision. After her mom died, Jeanette found herself eating a lot and ended up hating herself for it. She went home and made herself throw up the food. On the day of Deborah's funeral, Jeanette was unsure about singing Wind Beneath My Wings, a song her mother had wanted her to sing. She chose to go through with it, but once she was on stage, she began crying so much that she had to be taken off the stage. Jeanette struggles with bulimia and alcoholism. Jeanette feels jealous of her co-star Ariana Grande from Sam and Cat. Ariana can take time off for her growing music career, while Jeanette is stuck working with no breaks. Jeanette envies Ariana's privileged background and her celebrity lifestyle, including magazine covers like Elle, while she feels she isn't attractive or famous enough. Jeanette's bulimia worsens. After she loses her virginity, she feels intense regret and falls into a damaging routine of binging and purging her meals. She also turns to heavy drinking, causing her to become very thin due to poor nutrition. Despite her deteriorating health, people praise her weight loss, leading her to believe she is on the right path. Whenever she tries to overcome bulimia, setbacks like false promises from Nickelodeon producers or hurtful comments from her grandmother push her back into old habits. Her thoughts become darker, and she even starts contemplating suicide. Jeanette's integrity and birthday realization. After Sam and Cat ended, Nickelodeon offered Jeanette $300,000 to stay silent about her experiences with the network, including issues with the creator, who had been accused of abusive behavior. Jeanette turned down the offer, choosing to uphold her integrity rather than accept hush money. At 21, she decided to stick to her values. On her 22nd birthday, Jeanette was struck by a harsh reality. It would be the first year she couldn't wish for her mother to live another year. She also realized that all her previous wishes were ineffective since her last one hadn't come true. Feeling defeated, she made no wish, blew out the candles, ate some cake, and then vomited it up. Jeanette's therapy and relationship challenges. Jeanette's life starts improving when she gets a leading role in a Netflix show and begins dating a guy named Steven. After a few dates, they have sex, and it's the first time she enjoys it. They become a couple. 3 months later, Steven discovers Jeanette has bulimia and tells her he can't stay with someone who does that to herself, so she needs to work on it if they want to stay together. Jeanette begins seeing a therapist named Laura, with whom she feels an instant connection. The first few weeks of therapy are very difficult as Jeanette realizes how much she has been denying about her life. Laura helps her address her issues, and Jeanette manages to go her first 24 hours in 3 years without vomiting. When Jeanette shares this with Laura, she is praised, and Laura starts asking about Jeanette's childhood to understand what led to her current state. Laura soon uncovers that Jeanette was abused by her mother. This revelation horrifies Jeanette, and she leaves the clinic and blocks Laura's number. When Jeanette meets Steven next, she tells him she quit therapy. To her surprise, he is okay with it and says Jesus can be her therapist instead. Steven reveals he had a religious awakening after watching the movie God's Not Dead. He takes Jeanette to church and tells her they won't have sex again. Shock family secrets revealed. A year after Deborah's death, Jeanette's dad asks her to meet him and his new girlfriend, Karen. Jeanette expects him to announce their marriage, but instead, he reveals a shocking truth. Jeanette and her siblings, Dustin and Scotty, are not his biological children. Deborah had been unfaithful during their marriage. Jeanette struggles to understand that her mother lied to her for years. As she tries to process this, her dad drops another bombshell. He believes he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Jeanette is overwhelmed. Her mother is gone, her father isn't who she thought, her boyfriend has schizophrenia, and her bulimia is ruining her teeth. Feeling lost, she hears Ariana Grande's song Focus on Me on the radio and decides it's time to get help and take care of herself. Jeanette's recovery and family discovery. Jeanette starts seeing an eating disorder specialist named Jeff. During their sessions, she learns to view food as a neutral necessity for the body, neither good nor bad. Although she occasionally makes mistakes, Jeff helps her understand how to accept these slip-ups without letting them derail her progress. Meanwhile, Steven, who is out of the psych ward, is doing better and no longer believes he's Jesus. They enjoy their relationship again, but Steven's lithium medication causes him to become more tired, quit his job, and smoke weed daily. Despite Jeanette's efforts to support him, he doesn't improve. With the help of her friends Miranda and Colton, Jeanette locates her biological father, Andrew, who plays the trombone in a jazz band. After one of his concerts, she confronts him, and he reveals that he knew about her and wanted to reach out but didn't want to be the one to reveal the truth. He explains that her mom falsely accused him of abuse to win custody. They exchange phone numbers, and Jeanette hopes they can meet again soon. Jeanette's new beginning. Jeanette decides to sell her house after talking with Jeff about the stress it causes her. She moves into an apartment and, on her 24th birthday, throws her scale away. Her birthday gift to herself is letting go of her obsession with her weight. As she improves her relationship with food, she realizes how her acting career has worsened her disorder. Just like she had no control over food, she had no control over her roles, characters, or how she was portrayed in the media. In a brief call with her agents, she ends her 18-year acting career. She also ends her unhealthy relationship with Steven, which Jeff helped her recognize. Instead of focusing on fixing Steven, Jeanette now works on improving herself. On her 26th birthday, she visits Disneyland with Miranda. Although she still purges her dinner occasionally, she notes that it happens less often. Years later, at a party, she eats a chocolate chip cookie without feeling guilt or shame, just enjoying the treat.